May is the perfect time to take a break from outdoor activities and visit local museums to learn more about the region's rich history and culture. Coinciding with today's International Museum Day, Huronia Museum in Midland and Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives have made the decision to enter into a reciprocal membership agreement. That means those purchasing membership at one of the two facilities can now visit the neighboring location free of charge. We are thrilled to launch this initiative on International Museum Day to showcase the rich cultural heritage of our region and solidarity within the museum community, Centennial Museum Curator Nicole Jackson said. Working with Huronia Museum on this new incentive allows our members a chance to visit and learn more about our collective past. Jackson said museums have always been significant cultural institutions that are essential in preserving, promoting and sharing the past with present and future generations. They are a treasure trove of historical artifacts, artworks, and other objects that offer an insight into history and allow visitors to explore and understand different aspects of their region's culture and heritage, Jackson said. Membership benefits don't just include free admission to each museum, but also access to the Genealogy and History Research Center at the Penetanguishene Institution. Huronia Museum Executive Director Nahana Bourne said her organization has had the pleasure of collaborating on many amazing projects with its Penetanguishene counterpart over the years. Our reciprocal admissions agreement is another great example of our museums finding ways to make our community's heritage even more accessible for citizens, Bourne said. We are looking forward to seeing members of Penetanguishene Centennial Museum walk through our front door to visit our exhibits and meet up with our staff, members, and volunteers. For more information on each institution's events, offers and activities, visit the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives website or Huronia Museum website.